I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hello to Johnny Croatia in Burlingame. Hey, Johnny, what's good?
Hey, everything is good. First off, I'm a lifelong Niner fan, and I'm the guy at the old Candlestick days that was throwing rocks and popcorn at Chasky. So I want Shanahan and I want Lynch fired. I want them done.
Oh, wow.
It's time. Their draft history is terrible. Shanahan is kind of like my mistress, all right? Teases like crazy. You want to put a ring on it, but there's just too many red flags. There's just too many issues. They've had enough time. Just like my mistress, they don't deserve a ring. It's time to let them go. Come on. Let's go.
Let's not. Johnny, I mean, not in love with your comparison, but I like it better than the take itself. I mean, like, here's one thing. Let's whittle down on this for just a second. I can't defend all of the picks that the 49ers have made. They've had some high-profile misses. They've had some low-profile misses. They've had plenty of misses.
They've had low-profile hits and low-profile misses.
But they've also had some high-profile hits as well. Like, I think I could argue that if it were another team, you'd be jealous of the Brock Purdy pick. I think if you want to add in value, okay, in terms of where they got someone and then what they're getting out of it, I bet that I could go to debate class and win that Brock Purdy is literally the best draft pick in the NFL right now.
Well, that only matters if you then hit around him.
Correct.
And it's great that Mr. Irrelevant has gone on to be a $53 million quarterback and number two in QBR this year. That's awesome. But if your first round pick can't be healthy, and if your other picks that you make aren't good enough, and your running back you took from Oregon, thanks, Grandy, he doesn't ever play, and your wide receivers played like 11 snaps, and so your first-round pick last year has an injury history, put aside the gunshot wound, but you've had a lot of picks that you made around Purdy that haven't worked out, and that lessens the impact of a Purdy pick.
But then again, like, wouldn't you agree they've had a bunch of picks around Purdy that have worked out? I don't know. You know what I would love? Because this conversation, to me, always gets stuck in the mud. Because I believe that every fan base believes that their team sucks at drafting. I really do. I honestly believe that. Even the good teams. I don't know. Do the Rams fans feel that way? They don't even do drafts right in the first round. So I think every fan base thinks less of their team than what they actually are. But if you really, I would love to see a metric of how the Niners have done versus other teams. What are they getting for what are they spending draft-wise? Now, you mentioned their first-round draft picks at least recently. Mykel Williams is a tough one because what the 49ers came into this year needing was to stop the run. That's what killed their season last year, in my opinion. Number one on my tote board of what went wrong last year, they were terrible stopping the run.
And you brought in Robert Saleh, and you made five defensive picks.
Right, correct.
Off the top.
And Mykal Williams was known as, at least on the board, as the best run-stuffing defensive lineman in the draft. And guess what? He was. I know everyone wants to look at that sack total. Oh, he only had one sack.
You're not looking for sacks there.
Look at what their run defense metric was with him versus without him. And he's only a rookie. He actually was really good. And I don't know if
jury's out.
It really wasn't.
On all these guys. He was getting better. Yeah, he started slowly, but and he was playing better.
As a run stopper, he was really good. He was really, really good. I don't know if you blame them for a torn ACL. You know, like we bring that up a lot. I can't even tell if that's fair or not. Like someone has an injury history, but then we drafted him. I'm always like, I'm having a hard time finding the football player that doesn't have an injury history.
I get it, but
some are worse than others.
When you bring in Nick Bosa off a torn ACL in college and he tears it and then he tears another one,
that's fair.
You can look at that and go, okay, not that I would give back the Bosa pick because he's phenomenal, but you can see where that is a thing. And Ricky Pearsall is another guy. Put aside the shotgun injury, he was hurt and then hurt in camp and he's been hurt. And so that's been the thing. But you look at the rest of the draft last year, Alfred Collins, he's played in every game except one. He's been solid.
Okay.
Nick Martin, he's been underwhelming early.
He's on IR now,
right?
Too. Yeah.
Upton Stout has been a great success
as a
third rounder. CJ West in the fourth. It's fine in the fourth. I mean, he's a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
He's played in 14 games. He's rotational. And Jordan Watkins, the wide receiver.
Don't know. Got
Marquise
hurt.
Marquise Siegel, who you took in the fifth, he's had a hard time, you know, cracking the rotation.
That was exciting early and then got worse.
Curtis Rourke, the quarterback, seventh round quarterback, whatever.
Who knows?
But Connor Colby, he's filled in a little bit when needed. And then Junior Bergen.
It's certainly not an awful draft, but yes, jury is out longer than you know, 17 games when there's a draft. So I wonder about that. I really do. I'd love a comparison, not a fan's thought, because we all get mad at the missed picks. I would love to know how the Niners are doing measured against the rest of the league in terms of what picks they have and what are they getting out of those picks.
I'll see what I can find, and I think a good metric is, did you give them a second contract? That shows, you know, that there's a player that you drafted, you played, you liked, and you kept.
Yeah. And I know the normal thing, which is that they haven't been good in rounds 1, 2, 3, but they're sure good after that. I mean, they have a bunch of players who have passed the test you just threw out there. Second contract, a bunch of stars. They drafted them, but I always hear that they suck at the draft. And so now at least one listener would like everybody fired after going 12-5 with mass injuries. Okay. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Let's talk to our buddy. It's been a minute, and let me be the first to say to John Feliciano, Happy New Year, dude. Happy 2026.
Happy New Year, fellas. How was your holidays?
It was fantastic. I was just about asleep at midnight though on New Year's Eve. How does John Feliciano celebrate New Year's Eve?
I mean, I usually don't. but I was in Dallas watching the Canes kill Ohio State, so I was living it up.
That was a surprise, huh? Maybe not to you.
Not to me. Won a lot of money on that game. Appreciate you, boys.
Not Our Fault podcast is John Feliciano's project. You got to check it out, YouTube, elsewhere as well. It's a bunch of offensive linemen trying to tell you that it's not their fault. But was it on Saturday, John? Was it?
Yeah, it was. That was bad.
Yeah.
On both sides of the ball, I think we got dominated in the trenches, unfortunately. Yeah, it was not pretty to watch.
What can you do as an offense, as a play caller, when their four is just straight up better than your five?
Yeah, I think it was hard to get any kind of rhythm. But they did a great job of keeping the time of possession. Hopefully Trent gets back here soon. And we just got to play better.
Would Trent have made much of a difference in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Trent's the GOAT. Him just being on the field, his looking over, and you got big 71 who is a bad mother effer. It really does great for the morale.
I know we throw stuff like that around. I'd love to dig into it a little bit. Is Trent the GOAT? Like, truly? Yeah. I mean, Joe Thomas, let's throw some other names out there. Is Trent the best ever?
I think Trent is the best. Just athletically, the way he can run out and screens or tosses, just being locked down in the pass game. I think Trent, he's just so dynamic in the things that he can do.
And you mentioned the movement, and he's got to be a clean 340 or 350, and yet he does kind of run.
Whoa! Don't get at my guy like that.
I mean, I'm giving him a compliment, John, because the guy moves
he's fat, but he can move.
Fat. Like, he's what, 6'7"? I mean, he wears it like an athlete, but the boy moves.
He does move. He's like 330.
He's listed at 318. You rocked
380?
18.
Oh, sorry.
318 is what he's listed at.
That's a lie. That's okay. Definitely got to be a lie.
So I put him at 340, and I'm the bad guy. I get it.
22 pounds.
Yeah.
That's lunch.
Go home and tell your – yeah, go ahead. Sorry, John.
318 was probably 6 or 7 years ago. You know, he's been – yeah, there's no way he's 318.
You talked about rhythm, and you go out there and it's a three and out, and you go to the sideline, you come back and it's three and out. Why is the rhythm for an offensive line so important?
I think just for the whole offense, it's once you get that first down, things just start clicking. There's a whole bunch of stats about it. I can't remember none of that crap, but I've been in the meetings and they talk about so how important it is to get the first down. And I mean, I've heard that probably every team I've been on. It's once you get that first down, you get the, especially with Kyle's offense, being able to keep the defense guessing with all his different kind of motions and shifts. If you're not able to stay on the field, it kind of limits what you can do.
And it limits it, and I wonder how much it limits the script. How many plays does Shanahan normally script? And when you have a start like that, do you have to just throw the script away?
He scripts quite a lot. I would probably say about 20 to 25 plays. It's hard to stick to the script exactly, depending on the situation. But it seemed like any time we got to stick to Kyle's scripts, the games were pretty easy when I was in.
As he just said right there, John Feliciano, recently with the Niners, last couple of years, is with us, as he is every single Tuesday here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Okay, I know you watch all the games. How would you compare the lines that we just saw from the Seattle Seahawks to that of the Philadelphia Eagles?
We kind of touched on that a little bit earlier today. We were kind of crapping on the Seahawks O-line all year. But, I mean, credit to them. I know, right? That's probably my – I would take this L. This is my fault. I think Philly's O-line, although they haven't played up to their standard this year, I think that their team as a whole is – very talented, but I don't know what's going on over there. Philly's O line is going to be better than Seattle's, so it's on us to step up and handle that.
Outside of the 18 missed tackles, when you look at the Niner D against Seattle, what were you seeing as the problems they were having?
It was really they just couldn't get off the field on third down. They had like a long 3rd and 17 or something like that. a few like 3rd and 7 to 10s that they converted on. And if you're able to make a couple of those plays on those third downs, I think the game is drastically different.
John, can you speak to what some of these players who are going to play linebacker for the 49ers are going through? Like, how difficult is it to join a team and then get up to speed and then produce right away?
Well, I always tell people I think defensive players are dumb and that defenses are just so easy. Well, there's only so much you can do. Linebacker is probably harder, but like defensive line, like, dude, they run straight. They have one gap a game. Like, it's not that defense is not that hard. Offense is way harder with all our shit, especially Kyle's offense. Like, dude, all those shifts and motions and all the tags on all the plays. It's a lot harder for an offensive player to switch teams. I think defense is pretty, it's not simple, but I think it's easier.
I know you can't see everything. Do you have a guess as to what happens here in our building when you use the word shifts? Oh my, like, I mean, there are people diving at buttons, like bodies. It looks like the Seattle defensive line. Like, there's just bodies flying everywhere over here. It's I just want you to know, it's very scary to people.
Yeah, I add an F. There's an added F there. Good.
And we're thankful for it. Yeah. Shifts.
If you could sell the F. If you could focus on the F a little bit more. Speaking of an F, I'm afraid you got to take an F on our little Trevor Lawrence debate, huh?
Oh, my God. They're about to get smacked by the Bills.
Oh, you think? Oh, that's right. Your Bills.
I guarantee that Trevor Lawrence has two turnovers in that game. Maybe three.
Oh, with that vaunted Bills defense?
Wait, cut that. Because, like,
I guarantee it's going to happen.
I mean, the original debate was about Trevor and Brock.
Right.
Not like Trevor is just awful. I mean, he's playing pretty good football, John.
He's doing all right.
He's doing all right.
I think they scored more than 3 points last week, I'd have to check my notes, but
they've won eight in a row.
Oh, hold on. You know what? I had a stat for you.
Yeah.
Talking about Brock.
Let's get a stat.
I had a screenshot of it. Well, it's something really good about Brock and
Here it is.
Brock Purdy, since week 15, 976 total yards, first in the NFL. 13 total touchdowns, first in the NFL. 63 total first downs. I mean, that's a fake stat. Ooh, who does that? 74.2 completion percentage, first in the NFL. 11 passing touchdowns, number one. I can keep going. This is a very long list.
Do you have the stats from week 18 through week 18?
Okay. Anyways, that's a great stat line, Brock. Good job, Brocky.
Yeah.
Brocky, thanks for the call, brother. Thanks for the truck, Brocky. No. My God.
Brock only played nine games. He had a very good year. He had a very good nine games. He went 7-2 and was the second rated quarterback in the NFL. That's pretty good.
And that's without his post. That's without BA.
No, actually, let's talk about BA. What do you got, John?
I don't know, man. It couldn't be me. It was getting paid all that money. I'm fucking. Oh shoot! Yeah, did they get it?
That's what we're looking for, John. That's exactly what I wanted to hear from when you talked about BA. Keep going.
That's bonus points too.
Yeah, effing what? What did you effing want to say about Brandon Ayuk?
If I'm making all that money, man, I'm falling in line. Whatever, yes, sir. What do you need me to do? Anything you want me to do? Like, bro, that's life changing money. That's family changing money.
What was your experience as a teammate of Brandon's?
My first year, dude. BA was great. I mean, I remember we'd be talking like. A bunch of us would be talking like on flights home. Like he was very much just a part of the team and part of like, he was a really good dude, man. I mean, I on the football field, the things he does, catching and all that crap is nice. But like for me, obviously as an offensive lineman, like the way that he blocked, the way that he gave his body up for his team, it was, I mean, up there with, I always say Gabe Davis, JJ, and BA were like the three best blocking receivers I've ever been around. So, I mean, this whole situation is very shocking to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what do you think happened? And have you talked to any of the guys about it?
Not really. It just, I don't know, man. Everyone's just like, I don't get it. It's just like, it's a shocking thing. Someone who could, you know, when I was with him my first year, just like selfless, giving up his body, like, is a complete 180. I mean, not to be there for the team, especially, you know, a team that despite all the odds, is still going out there and playing great ball. I mean, as a competitor, I couldn't, like, I mean, I was devastated all last year, like in tears watching the team play, like when I can't play, like it's weird.
And do you think, does his name come back up in the minds of teammates, you think, when you arrive at a situation like this, big leveraged games, Ricky Pearsall is hurt, guys are going through injuries, and he's not there? Do you think that's on the minds of teammates at this point in the year?
I don't think so, because he's just hasn't been there for months. So it's like, you're not really thinking about him anymore. He's got to move on.
Yeah.
And there's a report that the Browns might be interested. So, man, you go from the Niners to the Browns. That's got to be kind of a backhanded punishment of sorts.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see who their next head coach is. And, I mean, I kind of like the Browns. I mean, at least their defense. Their defense is outrageous.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're obviously, I don't know who their quarterback's going to be, all that, the whole situation. But, I mean, B.A. is so talented that he might – that's actually probably a good thing for the Browns.
All right, man. Hey, before you get on out of here, like, what kind of – you're super confident in the Bills. How about the Niners? What kind of chance do you give them?
I'm worried. But I think they know how to stop Jalen Hurts. And if you look back at the game 2 years ago when we went out there and just stomped them, I can see that happening as well. I think it will be a high scoring game.
Okay, hey man, we look forward to reacting to it with you next week.
See y'all next week.
All right, there it goes.
Hi, John.
That's John Feliciano joining us. Pay the over. John Feliciano joining us here on Willard and Dibbs.
That was only one, I think.
Yeah, we set it at a half.
Okay,
because he knows by now.
Well,
like, he knows better by now. But
and I think when he says the word shift, that actually counts as a half, because Granny might have dumped it just at. I saw you go to the button.
One of the times I did.
Yeah, because
you did. You dumped one.
Because
the
F was semi silent. Shift. Without the
I'm the one that gets in trouble if something sneaks by, so I'm not taking any chances.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
is what that is. Please stop.
No, it is.
Grandy's like a hockey goalie who's had too much caffeine. He's back there stopping everything. Pew pew.
Like, I mean, it was kind of unfair. He was navigating those deep waters, and then we brought up Brandon Ayuk. Actually, he brought up Brandon Ayuk,
and we had to follow up.
Yeah,
and he was mad that he brought him up.
I know. He was effing mad.
Well, and I just was looking at John's career earnings, and John did pretty well. According to, I think it was Over the Cap, he made about $23.5 million in cash earnings. So he looks at Ayuk, who is set to make more than that, and maybe quadruple that if he just, like, I don't know, show up in rehab and, like John said, yes, sir, no, sir.
Wow. I was already, and I think a lot of Niner fans were already frustrated with Brandon Ayuk. But there was at least a debate there, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. But I think you hear from John right there. That's the point that no one will ever understand. Hell, his personal coach, TJ Houshmandzadeh, came on our show and didn't understand. How can you win the negotiation at that level and then still be mad and bail? Nobody understands that. Teammates, personal coaches, I don't even know if his family gets what the hell he just did.
You walk into your local convenience store, you play Powerball, you go home, you check the numbers. You won Powerball. You take out your lighter and you burn the ticket.
That's pretty much what
and
happened.
And then you go to bed.
Right. Right.
I mean, who wants generational wealth? Family generational wealth. And he's already got,
well, I mean, got
he's
it.
Got plenty.
Yeah,
but
he got it. He got a ton of the money, but he left most of it. He left most of it and he left his team.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
That's
like,
the part of it. I don't know if he would have been able to rehab his way back, but he could have tried, you know?
Well, that's the other side to it is I've got to believe he's completely torpedoed. You know, people talk about Kuminga's value diminishing. What team is going to want to sign you to a new deal now? You're considered a team bailer. And you never showed that you were healthy off of major injury. So, like, anybody who brings you in now, it's kind of like a low-risk flyer. Like, you might get a really great player, but we don't know.
Yeah. Feels so like a one-year deal, like maybe a two-year with one guaranteed, but I was just looking for reports, and one of them from yesterday was Cleveland. They're eyeballing him as a...
I bet.
As a target to pair with Shedeur Sanders, yeah. So... And they've got cap room.
All of the mismanaged teams will target him.
Right.
You know who won't now? The Steelers.
Right.
That's who wanted him.
Yeah.
The Patriots. That's who wanted him. God, the Patriots. He could have played with Drake May.
Yeah. Instead, you're likely going to go somewhere with a quarterback who is still learning and not as accurate. So
what a head scratcher, man.
And I'm just interested to see how this all works out. Because the James Wiseman one, it wasn't James's fault. He didn't fit. He didn't develop. Then he got hurt. It's like, oh, man, hopefully he can someday surface somewhere and play basketball. Because when you're 7'2", there's not a lot of things you can, like, you're not going to be a jockey. You're not going to sit in a cubicle and answer phones, you know. At that size, you have a certain skill set that you need to bank on. And you're Brandon Ayuk, and you're an amazing wide receiver. You, at your best, are top 12 in football. When he's at his best.
His production was.
Yeah.
His production was.
And playing for a winning team, playing winning football. And
I mean, he's made enough money to be fine if he's smart with it. But based on what we're watching, do you believe he's going to be smart with it? I have no idea. But his decision-making so far is questionable at best.
Head-scratching is a great way to put it. So I wish him the best.
Yeah. Jose in Oakland. Hey, Jose. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Did you just call Brandon Ayuk an amazing wide receiver? Look, the guy was
at his best, Jose. At his best,
I give him that when he had Deebo playing with him. By himself, he was an average wide receiver.
Honestly, we never really saw that, Jose. He never played without Deebo.
Well, my point. Yes, he did. And he sucked. I'm sorry to say it, but he stunk. Listen. He's going to be gone. Trade him. Trade Mike Jones. I know you guys hate this subject, but listen. They got to find a way to get enough draft picks to offer to the Raiders, who need draft picks anyways, and try to get them to give up Max Crosby to the 49ers. Look, the guy is an amazing talent. He's not happy with the Raiders right now. Okay, I guarantee you another team is going to get him for almost nothing once Max Crosby decides, you know what, I just want to be traded. As far as draft picks, you might say, well, the Niners need they have a lot of holes. They need draft picks. Unfortunately, the 49ers, how many draft picks do they have this year? I only saw, three players actually get on the field? They're terrible, honestly. I don't know what to tell you. With so many draft picks, it seems like they either mismanaged their own draft picks or they don't know how to pick them up. Why would you pick up so many players and not play them?
Jose, you didn't like this year's picks? There's way more than three who have gotten on the field, by the way. Like, I'm asking that genuinely. You didn't like – I think the early returns on this draft, it's too early to – 1 year is always too early to really, like, mark a draft. But I there's some real positives that have come, like positive signs, I would say, coming out of this class. You don't see that?
Let's be honest. Okay. They have really good players. Why they didn't get on the field when this was the year when you had to get him on the field to get enough experience, that's beyond me. Watkins didn't get on the field.
Well, got
they
hurt.
Traded for players that not okay. You got Robinson. They traded from the Commanders.
Yep.
The guy barely touches the ball. Where is Garrando? Okay, You got the other wide receiver that you signed from the Rams. The guy barely touched the ball. It seems like, you know, Kyle is just set on his ways, trying to get the ball to McCaffrey all the time. He forgets he has other players. Honestly, we had plenty of players, but it seems like he wants to see something from them that is not there just yet. He'll be there once he give them enough experience. They're not going to get experience unless they get on the field. It's like, you know, nowadays when they want to hire somebody, they want somebody with 5 years experience, but nobody wants to give experience. Well, so what's the point of drafting the players then? And like I said, this was the year when he had an opportunity to get them on the field and get that experience.
But how do you, like, Jose, thanks. I don't know how you blend that with they went 12-5 and were playing for the one seed. And we hear this all the time, and quite honestly, and Jose, I love Jose's calls. Jose's a great listener, and he knows sports. But I find it very frustrating because we've been doing this, by the way, for 5 years with the Golden State Warriors. How many people scream at a team for not developing players and giving them time, and they say it as if we're just giving up on this year, but simultaneously they want the team to fly through the playoffs and do special things. No, this was not, as it turned out, the year to just evaluate talent. They're 12-5. And 72 hours ago, they were going for the one seed. So, that, like, how can you say, yeah, just throw Jordan Watkins out there, who, by the way, ripped up a hamstring and missed the first month and a half of the season,
right,
and is a wide receiver in a Shanahan offense that's hard to grasp. That ruined his season.
And they don't use a lot of wide receivers
that
anyway.
Too.
We've
yes.
talked about it. They use two receivers almost more than any other team. And you look at Upton Stout, he played 55% of snaps. And Alfred Collins played 45%. Even Marquise Siegel played 36%, plus half the plays on special teams. And C.J. West, 25%. These are guys who were rookies who actually got on the field, a number of these guys, and Stout was good. And
Stout was really good.
Mykal Williams, he ended up playing 36%, even though he missed a bunch of games. So he was on the field, and Upton Stout and Elliott and West, these guys all were on the field, and the Niners are always going to rotate their D-line anyway. So I look at the playing time that these guys got. They actually got opportunities, a lot of them.
And the wide receiver thing, I get, boy, it's frustrating. What a stop-start year for the entire wide receiver room. What a mess. What a mess. But I don't think that that means I'm going to eliminate any of the draft picks yet as potentially being good. You know, the Pearsall injury thing is getting very frustrating, but we're all tantalized by what we see when he plays. Jordan Watkins had a tantalizing spring, and then his early season got ruined by injury, and you fall behind, and you can't really get on the field. Does that mean that Jordan Watkins won't be a part of this next year? I don't feel like it means that at all. I don't know. DeMarcus Robinson is largely playing the way he has his entire NFL career, which he kind of slots in as a 3-4 who makes some plays here or there, but doesn't really pop. I think Juwan Jennings has battled through injury to have a pretty good season. Kendrick Bourne was an emergency 911 call who came in and had some good games. And Brandon Ayuk is a cloud over the entire thing who, by the way, like, the blame is on the 49ers only from the perspective that they didn't trade him when they should have. But the blame is not on the Niners this year. The blame is on the Niners last year,
right? And
if you ask me.
They tried to bring him back, and he didn't rehab. And Kyle said, I haven't seen him a long time and stuff. And so that's just the way that went. And you mentioned all the names, and Jennings, 71% of the snaps through five broken ribs. He's a guy you have to find a way to keep, in my opinion.
I agree.
He's a perfect fit for what you try to do. He's physical, maybe too physical. He's a great blocker. Bourne played 53%. He was your second most used receiver, and he's a guy that you had to acquire, as you mentioned, out of desperation. Pearsall, 43% of the snaps, and he's got to be up around 80-85. You're healthy. You're going to be out there every single play. They do a lot of two-receiver sets, and ideally it'll be Pearsall and Jennings this year, but Pearsall wasn't able to
we'll
do
see.
It.
Yeah, and by the way, like, the Niners' offense for 6 weeks was going up and down the field on people. Then they score 3 points, and I hear in Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line, this just came in, dude, we have no shot at beating good defenses if we don't play Watkins or Cowing. We need speed. Okay, you didn't need speed, quote-unquote speed. By the way, I'm sure all the other 49er receivers who play get super offended by hearing that they're slow. That was not the issue against the Seahawks. The issue is that you didn't have time. Like, those wide receivers can get open. They've been getting open all year. They didn't get open against Seattle because Seattle's a really good defense and time was not created. Can you beat a good defense without quote-unquote speed receivers? I mean, maybe. We'll see this weekend. But even if I'm wrong, I think it's I think it's an interesting thought that someone would believe the key, we arrive at the playoffs and the whole key is two young receivers who've never played and we got to put them on the field. Like, why would you project like that? I don't even know if they're any good.
Right.
They might be.
Cowing didn't play a snap all year, and Garendo played no snaps on offense. He played a bunch on special teams, and you have a guy who's really fast, who's a wide receiver. He played 110 snaps, and it's Sky Moore.
Yep.
And you threw him the ball a few times, and you ran some of those end arounds.
Pleasant surprise, right?
I mean, considering what you expected.
Yes.
But you had Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You had Russell Gage. Remember him? Malik Turner had some snaps. You were searching all year, and Jacob Cowing was never healthy enough, and you may not see him back as a 49er again.
You might not. You might not. I mean, the wide receiver room is going to be, spoiler alert, one of the big stories of the offseason. It's going to be huge. I don't really want the Niners to have to use early draft picks on wide receivers. I would prefer that they don't do that, considering the trench problems and injury and age that they're having right now. So I would sort of lean back in the same direction that you went last year, which is to get a lot of trench players both sides of the ball early in the draft. But I don't know how you kind of rebuild this wide receiver room. I don't know if it's a free agency thing. I don't know if it's a draft thing. I don't know if it's keep the people you have and build from there. Like, maybe Watkins does have a bigger role next year.
That, to me, is the most likely route.
And you do keep Juwan.
Like, you've got Robinson back, right, under contract.
Correct, Robinson's back.
You signed Juwan to a nice deal. Pearsall's here for his third year. You have Watkins, and you hope he develops, and maybe Cowing gets a shot in camp, and then you try to go out and find another Kendrick Bourne-type guy, somebody who can come in there and just help you.
Yeah.
Because you don't do a lot of three-receiver sets, so you don't need to have six really good wide receivers.
Some of these guys, like you talk about Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and even somebody down like Robinson or Kendrick Bourne, they are good receivers. These are people who have been in the league for a long time. They're not great, but what's funny to me is, and I don't know if this is the fantasy football thing too, like somehow in our head, you've got to have great receivers to win in this league. No, you don't. When the hell has that ever been the case? Tom Brady made a career out of winning Super Bowls without great receivers. Tyreek Hill left the Chiefs, and all the Chiefs did was win more Super Bowls.
Right.
With a bunch of, I don't even know who's running around at wide receiver. Like, there's no, you know,
Juju.
I say this all the time. You know who's got great receivers? The Bengals. You're great receivers.
The Eagles.
Well, now that is a little bit, they are kind of an outlier. The funny thing last year was they won the Super Bowl and they didn't use them.
No.
They've got great receivers that, and they're always pissed off because they don't get the ball very much. They ran the ball last year, 2,000 yards.
Yep. And this year they didn't run it as much and they threw it a little bit more and they still were mad.
Y'all love the Bills. They don't have any receivers. They got one. They got an early draft pick. And he went mentally sideways all year. They kept doing a healthy and active. So I don't know,
man. Devontae Smith, 77 grabs for 1,008. A.J. Brown, 78 grabs for 1,003.
Yeah. And they're really good players.
But, I mean, you had 77, 78, and they each barely crested 1,000.
Right.
And they both wanted another 77 targets apiece.
Of course they did. Like, those great play callers. You know, whether it's the Kyle Shanahans, the Andy Reids, you go around the league, you all know who they are. Like, I do think you can succeed with a lot of different types of weaponry. Let's put it that way. I'd love to have great receivers, but, like, I also think a good offense can make a receiver. I give me the team that's not paying people $30 million at wide receiver over the team that is.
And that's why I'm almost dead certain that the Niners won't be in the free agent market for wide receivers, because they have PTSD for what happened this past summer and what they went through with Debo as well.
Yeah. No doubt about it. All right, we're sponsored by the Super Bowl Experience, presented by Jersey Mike's. The lines are still wide open if you want to weigh in on any of this. And let's get back to what we were asking, like this defeatist mindset that it feels like is penetrating a lot of the 49er fan base. Is that where you are? Is this game this weekend, is it too hard? We'll let you hear what Baldy said about the matchup. You might find it interesting. Coming up next, 888-957-9570 on Willard and Dibbs.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I don't know, man. It couldn't be me. It was getting paid all that money. I'm Oh, shoot.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, he's not wrong. Getting paid all that money, I'm bleeping doing whatever the coach says, too.
Pretty much, right?
I don't know. I mean, just Brandon sort of, we're talking about Brandon Ayuk with John Feliciano. He sort of violated to me what's the number one rule maybe of life, quite frankly. You ask for something, you get it, then you're not thankful, and not like you don't do what you say that you're going to do. You don't do what the whole conversation was about. That's rule number one, isn't it?
I live with somebody who does that. She's three.
Oh,
I'm not saying that Brandon's three, but just what you laid out, you're reminding me of.
I was like, I can't believe you put your wife out like that.
She wanted to go from her cribby into a big girl bed, and so we said, all right, you behave for a week at school, you'll get a big girl bed. So she did it. We took the side off the crib, and she was stoked. 1 week later, now she wants a bigger bed.
Yep.
So now your big girl bed is no longer big girl enough for you. Now you want a bigger bed, so we get you a twin. Now you're going to want a queen, and then you're going to want a king. Then you're going to want a California king,
right,
which won't fit in your room. Like, this is what you asked for. This is what you get.
Yes.
It's a nice bed. The Cali king.
It's huge.
A lot of bed.
You can live in there.
No doubt. You're like three rolls away from any possible contact, you know?
Like, that's a remote eater is what that is. I can't find anything in there.
Yep.
It wrapped up in the sheets and it's just gone. Hey, how about triples for autism? They did it last night, but whew. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
The chef with a couple of late boppers.
Brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco. Hey! Thank you, Bay Area. The Warriors, in order to get the donation, they have to make 10. They made 10. They made 10 three-pointers last night, just enough for another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Thank you, Steph. He had 4, including 2 late ones. And then 6 others chipped in with 1 each. 37th donation of the year for Triples for Autism. If you'd like to get involved, make a donation. Thank you so much. Go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to pettinellifp.com. This might be the launching point for the show tomorrow. We'll see. But here's what Baldy said with regard to the Niners getting matched up against the Eagles.
Yes, it's the worst matchup. It's a 4:30 game on Sunday. The crowd will be juiced out of their minds. I was just there on Sunday doing the game against Washington. There's people in the building, in the Eagles building, that were pissed that they sat all their key starters to be ready for this game. The whole offensive line rested. The receivers rested. The quarterback, the running back. You're going to get a very rested Jalen Carter. Is rested. Like he told me, he's healthy. His shoulder's been bothering him all year. He had some procedures done. Jalen Phillips rested. Like they're going to be full. Cooper DeJean, Quinion Mitchell, everybody took the week off to get ready for this game. You're going to see the Eagles fully rested. I mean, I would think that Trent will be back and Pearsall will be back, which will help. They don't have Seattle scheme, which is good.
Okay. I mean, he basically spent much of that time talking about rest. The Eagles, who did play, played a day later than the 49ers did, but I get that they were able to rest a lot of their key players. I don't know. Sometimes that has the reverse effect in the playoffs. We've seen that too, the whole rest versus rust debate. But I get it. Yeah, I don't think this is a great matchup for the Niners, but the funny thing is, I don't think there are a lot of great matchups out there for the 49ers. I spent yesterday saying the Niners are very accomplished. They're not very good. They're not. It's not a great team. Any good team is going to be hard for the 49ers to beat. They could do it, but it's going to be hard.
I'd like their matchup against Carolina better and Chicago. I mean, Chicago is the one.
I don't know that Carolina is actually good, but yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but Chicago. If you could pick your opponent, it would be Carolina, then Chicago.
Sure.
And then you'd have to, I mean, suffer with whatever is left over, the Rams or
Green Bay. You know,
yeah.
Green Bay is probably next.
I suppose. Yeah. Although, you know, the frozen tundra and all that, although they're the seventh seed, so you'd have it here.
Yeah.
Although you couldn't possibly match up with them. But we'll see. We'll get more into the matchups as we get deeper in the week. I think Greg Cosell on Friday. Is that right? So
Greg Cosell
we'll
Friday.
We'll get really fresh thoughts from Greg heading into the weekend.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's go to Tavis in Oakland. Hey, Tavis, thanks for calling.
Willard, Dibs, how you boys doing? Good?
Everything is fantastic, Tavis. Thank you for calling up.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Of course, man. Look, I wanted to chime in. I'm not necessarily in, like, the defeatist attitude camp that you were talking about. And I'll be honest, the last couple of days over some of the callers on the airwaves and what I'm reading on Twitter, I'm seeing a lot of Santa Clara whiners instead of Niner fans. Like, coming into the year, I'm alone in that the expectations were relatively tempered. I didn't necessarily know what we were going to get. And when Bosa went down, when Kittle went down, it was like a funeral on 95.7 the game. The team's still in it. They're still punching, right? And so long as Shanahan is in his bag, which personally I don't think he was in the Seattle game, everyone had a bad game, right? Toss that one out. But if Shanahan is going to call a game the way he had these last six games before Seattle, sure, they have a chance. You know what's even more negative than other fans right now? The Philly fans are acting like the sky's on fire.
Yep.
So I just don't necessarily think, you know, it's the playoffs. Weird things have happened. If we go, I guess my question is, if we go into Philly on Sunday and we win because the game turns into a track meet or, you know, something like that happens where we're able to outlast them, will you necessarily be absolutely shocked come Monday morning?
No. No, absolutely not. Tavis, thanks. I don't know that there's anything in these playoffs that would shock me. Maybe if Carolina came out and whipped up the Rams, but they did 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, no. Playoff games are not going to shock me, especially games that are 2-3-4 point spreads. I think what we do collectively is we remember what we saw last and we trust it as fact.
And recency bias.
It's totally recency bias, and that's not the way sports works. Styles make fights. You have different efforts on different days. You know, there's luck, right? Bounces go your way. Things happen, what have you. It's why betting is hard. These teams will all come back this week, and we'll have a different story for you than they had the last time we watched them play.
And if you want to just take it to betting, it's not like the spread is 10.5, Carolina and the Rams. This is 4.5. So they're saying home team gets 3. Not always, but I think Philly's one of those teams that does get the 3. So you play this game in the middle of nowhere, they're 1.5 better than the 49ers. So, and that's just what the betting markets are telling you. The money's early come in on Philly. We'll see where the number ultimately rests as we get tomorrow for both teams, a look at the injury report.
Well, and I mean, look, the Niners, they have some things that they will throw at you. Again, was it Seattle's ineptitude? I don't know, but we all agree that Seattle totally outplayed them. And if Christian McCaffrey holds onto a ball, it's 13-10 with 7 minutes to go. So, like, yeah, they totally have a shot. I'm not saying I'm picking it, but they got a shot. Real quick, Sacto Niner in Sacramento. What up? Sacto Niner.
Hey, what up? Hey, Wills. I purposely stayed off the airwaves not to listen to all the crap about the game on Saturday. But I listened to you and Ephraim the day after. And couple things. I think you guys mentioned that one, Brock actually looked like he was kind of in these big games where he kind of just wasn't in it, right? And the play calling, don't agree with, because they gave up on the run too quickly. Didn't keep, I know that defense is good, but didn't keep them at least honest. They're just teeing up. And I know, Willard, you said that, you know, they're just great defense. Yeah, but even Shanahan, you know, what happened to the play calling? Design something that'll slow them down.
Yeah, you got.
They were just.
Right. Yeah, Sacto, we got to run. He got outcoached. He tried some things. They didn't work. He didn't adjust quickly enough. I would have loved to see Brock Purdy on the move a little bit more. They went three and out. Then they're down double digits. He got beat. There's no way around that, is there?
No, you got beat on both sides, all sides, and their special teams gaffes and their fourth down hubris is what kept the score close.
Some people think it's a pizza place. We think it's content. The Warriors Roundtable.
Gucci!
Yeah, is coming up next.
Rain dance!
So here we go.
4-3-2-2.
Exactly. And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Sure, buddy. Hello, fellas.
All right, we'll see you then. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.